Esta lição 27 de Pemslo Inglês 1. Dois conhecidos estão discutindo seus planos. Você vai ouvir a mulher dizer:
Tell me.
O que quer dizer diga-me?
Listen to this conversation.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
I'm fine too. Tell me, when are you going to Washington?
Tomorrow night.
And what are you going to do today?
Today, I'm going to work. And you?
I'm going to see some friends.
Listen again.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
I'm fine too. Tell me, when are you going to Washington?
Tomorrow night.
And what are you going to do today?
Today, I'm going to work. And you?
I'm going to see some friends.
Tell me in English.
Olá.
Hello.
Ask me how I am.
How are you?
Answer that you're fine.
I'm fine. I'm fine, thanks.
Ask me if the stores are open.
Are the stores open? Are the stores open?
Answer that they're closed.
They're closed. No, they're closed.
Ask why.
Why?
Answer because it's late.
Because it's late.
Ask me if I'm going to work.
Are you going to work?
Say that you don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Try to say,
Eu não acho que eu vou trabalhar.
I don't think I'm going to work. I don't think. I don't think I'm going to work.
Say that you're going to New York.
I'm going to New York.
Say,
Talvez.
Maybe. Maybe.
Este é o nome de outra cidade americana.
Boston. Listen and repeat.
Boston. Boston. Boston.
Say that you're going to Boston.
I'm going to Boston.
Now say that you think you're going to Boston. Now say that you think you're going to Boston.
I think I'm going to Boston. I think I'm going to Boston.
Ask him what he's going to do there. Ask him what he's going to do there.
What are you going to do there?
Say that you're going to see some friends.
I'm going to see some friends.
Alguns amigos.
A few friends. A few friends.
Say that you have a few friends there.
I have a few friends there.
Eu vou ver meus amigos.
I'm going to see my friends. My friends.
E eu vou trabalhar.
And I'm going to work.
Talvez.
Maybe.
How do you say in English?
80.
80. 80.
Now try to say
90.
90. 90.
95.
95. 95.
99.
99. 99.
89.
89. 89.
Imagine que você quer comprar algo. Pergunte-me quanto custa.
How much is it? How much is it?
Answer.
Alguns dólares.
A few dollars. A few dollars.
Now say.
Não, espere. Custa 90 dólares.
No, wait. It's $90.
Aqui estão 100 dólares. 100.
Listen and repeat.
100. 100. 100. Hun. 100. 100.
Try to say
100 dólares.
$100. $100.
Aqui estão 100 dólares.
Here's $100.
Try to say
150 dólares. E se subentende.
$150. $150.
Now say
180.
180. 180.
190.
190.
Isso é demais.
That's too much.
170.
170.
165.
165.
147.
147.
Pergunte quanto custa.
How much is it?
Say
100 dólares.
$100.
Say
isso não é demais.
That's not too much.
Ask
por que não?
Why not? Why not?
Porque eu tenho dinheiro suficiente.
Because I have enough money.
Ask me how much I want. Ask me how much I want.
How much do you want?
Eu não quero nada.
Listen and repeat.
I don't want anything. Anything. Thing. Thing. Any. Anything. Anything. I don't want anything.
Say again.
Eu não quero nada.
I don't want anything.
Now try to say.
Eu não tenho nada.
I don't have anything. I don't have anything.
Ask.
O que você tem?
What do you have?
Answer.
Eu não tenho nada.
I don't have anything.
E eu não quero nada.
And I don't want anything.
Eu vou embora.
Listen and repeat.
I'm leaving. 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 I'm leaving.
Say that you're leaving.
I'm leaving.
How do you say?
Eu não vou embora.
I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving.
Try to say.
Eu vou embora amanhã.
I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm leaving tomorrow.
Nós vamos embora.
Listen and repeat.
We're leaving. We're. We are. We're. We're leaving.
We're
é a contração de
we are.
Agora diga, nós vamos embora amanhã.
We're leaving tomorrow. We're.
Nós vamos embora juntos.
Listen and repeat.
We're leaving together. 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 Together.
Say.
Juntos.
Together. Together.
Say.
Nós vamos embora juntos.
We are leaving together.
Try to say.
Nós vamos.
We are going. Going. We are going.
Try to say.
Nós vamos juntos para Boston. Note que juntos se coloca geralmente no final da frase.
We're going to Boston together. Together. We're going to Boston together.
Minha esposa e eu.
My wife and I.
Minha esposa e eu vamos para Boston.
My wife and I are going to Boston.
Juntos.
Together.
Minha esposa quer ver alguns amigos.
My wife wants to see a few friends.
E eu vou trabalhar.
And I'm going to work.
Say,
eu não vou embora.
I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving.
Ask,
por que não?
Why not? Why not?
Porque...
Because.
Porque eu não tenho dinheiro.
Because I don't have any money. Any money.
Eu não tenho.
I don't have any. I don't have any.
Say,
eu tenho dinheiro suficiente.
I have enough money.
Eu tenho $90.
I have $90.
Ou $100.
Or $100.
Nós vamos embora amanhã.
We're leaving tomorrow.
Nós vamos para Boston.
We're going to Boston.
Juntos.
Together.
Depois.
Then.
Nós vamos para Washington, D.C.
We're going to Washington, D.C.
Talvez.
Maybe.
Nós gostaríamos de ver Washington.
We'd like to see Washington.
E nós gostaríamos de ver nossa amiga Mary.
And we'd like to see our friend Mary.
Ela mora em Washington.
She lives in Washington. She lives.
E ela trabalha lá.
And she works there. She works.
Ela não tem carro.
Listen and repeat.
She doesn't have a car. Doesn't. Doesn't. Doesn't have. She doesn't have. She doesn't have a car.
Doesn't.
É a palavra negativa que se usa para falar de outra pessoa. É uma contração de
does not.
Diga outra vez, ela não tem carro. Literalmente, ela não tem um carro.
She doesn't have a car.
Ela mora em Washington?
She lives in Washington.
Sem mudar a ordem das palavras, pergunte: e ela não tem carro?
And she doesn't have a car?
Por que não?
Why not? Why not?
Try to say,
ela não precisa de um carro.
She doesn't need a car. Need. Doesn't need. She doesn't need a car.
Diga as frases juntas. Ela precisa de, ela não precisa de.
She needs, she doesn't need.
Now say again.
Ela não tem carro.
She doesn't have a car. She doesn't have a car.
Pergunte-lhe se ele tem dinheiro suficiente.
Do you have enough money?
Say.
Sim, eu acho que sim.
Yes, I think so. Yes, I think so.
Try to say.
Eu tenho $200.
I have $200. $200.
Now try to say.
Nós não precisamos de nada.
We don't need anything. We don't. We don't need. We don't need anything.
Say.
Eu não acho.
I don't think.
Try to say.
Eu não acho que nós precisamos de nada.
I don't think we need anything. I don't think we need anything.
E nossa amiga?
And our friend?
Nossa amiga não precisa de nada.
Our friend doesn't need anything.
Nós vamos embora.
We're leaving.
Amanhã à noite.
Tomorrow night.
Ask if the department stores are open now.
Are the department stores open now?
Say.
Nós não precisamos de nada.
We don't need anything.
Mas nós queremos comprar algo.
But we want to buy something.
Para nossa amiga Mary.
For our friend Mary. For our friend Mary.
Say that it's too late.
It's too late. Too late.
Say that the department stores are closed now.
The department stores are closed now.
Say that they're open tomorrow.
They're open tomorrow.
Say,
nós vamos embora amanhã.
We're leaving tomorrow.
Juntos.
Together.
Say,
Boston é cara.
Boston is expensive.
Mas Washington é mais cara.
But Washington is more expensive.
Nesta lição de inglês 1, se incluem exercícios de leitura. Se você for fazer os exercícios agora, pegue seu caderno de leitura e abra-o na página da lição 27. Leia o número 1 em voz alta.
Mr. Miller. Mr. Miller.
Now read number two.
Our girl is bigger.
Read number three.
I'd like to have dinner with you.
Four.
I need $60.
Five.
Have you seen Wall Street?
Você notou que os números 1 a 5 incluem palavras com consoantes duplas? As consoantes duplas soam quase como uma só, mas a vogal que as precede sempre é curta. Veja o número 6 e escute e repita o par de palavras, prestando atenção aos sons distintos.
Bitter, biter. Bitter, biter.
Now read number 7.
Hello, nurse.
8.
Don't litter.
9.
I'm sorry.
10.
Please pass the butter.
11.
This tea is finer. Finer.
Listen and repeat number 12.
She filled my glass. Filled.
As letras E, D, ao final de um verbo, geralmente indicam que algo aconteceu no passado. Pronunciam-se quase sempre como
da.
Leia o número 12 outra vez.
She filled my glass.
Now try number 13.
The man opened the door. Opened.
14.
The lady closed it.
15.
I'm pleased to meet you.
16.
We owed him money. Owed.
Try number 17.
She welcomed him. Welcomed.
Now listen and repeat number 18.
We missed the bus. Missed.
Note que aqui o som das letras E, D finais mudaram um pouco. Depois de letras duplas, o som D se pronuncia
T.
Leia o número 18 de novo.
We missed the bus.
Now try number 19.
He stopped to eat.
20.
We kissed.
21.
She stayed too late.
Try number 22.
You're excused.
Este é o final da lição 27. Este é o fim da lição de hoje. Amanhã, quando você estiver pronto para a nova lição, comece na faixa número 2.